This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I hope you stay with us for a little while today as we study the marks of a great man of God. Now, I'm not just going to look about me in the world today and find somebody and decide that he's great by using my own wisdom, but I'm going into the Bible, to the Word of God, to someone the Bible says is great, and therefore I can know that he's great. I can know that he's done what he ought to have done, and that I, in principle, can do the same thing today. Even though we're not today living under the Old Testament, the law of Moses was nailed to the cross, done away with, Colossians 2:14, Galatians 4:21-31, and yet God does not change. He does not change in principle. He acts always by the same principles. And so, as Paul said in Romans 15:4, the things were written aforetime were written for our learning and for our admonition. I know that we can learn by reading about men and women in the Old Testament. We can learn in principle as to what to do and apply them to New Testament teaching. Now, Caleb was a great man of God because he stood in the face of an entire nation that was determined to disobey God and refusing to go into the land of Canaan when Caleb was pleading with them to recognize that this was the will of God and that they could accomplish what he had said to do. As Numbers 13:30 says, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome." As I pointed out last time, Caleb trusted in the wisdom of God. You see, these men decided that it was not wise for God to have said to go into the land because, after all, there were walled cities there and the people who lived there were giants. And so they decided, quite stupidly, of course, that it would be better for them to elect a new leader other than Moses, God's appointed leader, and go back to Egypt into the bondage which was waiting for them. But Caleb trusted in the wisdom of God. God said to go. He was willing to go simply because God said to do it and to trust not only in God's wisdom but in his goodness. That God would not lie. He would not tell them to do something would not be for their best. And he would not say he would bless them by giving them the land when he wasn't going to do it. It is therefore clear that Caleb had implicit faith that God would be with them in the conquering of the land. So he had great faith not only in God's wisdom, but in his goodness and in his power. I find many people who give lip service to the idea that God is good and powerful. They read such passages as Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And yet they live their lives as if there were no God, or if there is a God, he cares nothing for them. They live their lives in worry and fear and anxiety, not really trusting in God's goodness, or his power, his wisdom, or his providence. Caleb trusted in the providence of God that he would provide them what they needed to conquer the land. In the same way, we can read from Psalms 23, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." You see, that says in effect that when things are worst, notice, in the presence of mine enemies, God is never there with too little, too late. He will always give us what we really need in this life. And so Caleb trusted God's providence, and each of us ought to. You cannot really be a truly faithful man of God unless you have faith in God, and today, of course, in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Son. Caleb also had great faith in God's authority, that God was the one who had the right to say, that neither he nor any other Israelite had the right to think up a new plan, a new way of doing things, or some new goal, something else to do other than what God said to do. That's a common attribute of us human beings. There is a temptation facing all of us to want to do things our own way. But here is a great man of God who said, in effect, now God said to do it. He had the authority to do it. Authority resides in God by virtue of the fact that he's the creator. He didn't ask us about it, and he didn't give us the authority to invent new religions and new plans of salvation and new ways of worship. The average person today believes that it really doesn't matter to God, just so long as a man believes in God or believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, then he can do whatever he well pleases in religion. But friends, there is not one line, not one shred of evidence in the Bible that should lead anyone to ever draw that conclusion. God has the authority, and he has not given it to us. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the marks of a great man of God. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our prayer.